You know, if you're one of those households that talks politics, generally you would agree with your mate, but there certainly can be occasions when that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Story this morning of Jeffrey and Amanda Randall, who live up in Wisconsin. They don't exactly see eye to eye politically. Amanda wanted to drive to the polls in her Wisconsin hometown on Tuesday, but her husband, Jeffrey, blocked her from doing that. And eventually, allegedly, she ran over him with her SUV.
Bum, 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 bum.
You see, Jeffrey supports Governor Scott Walker,
mm-hmm.
but Amanda wants him to be recalled. So police say that she was planning to go vote for somebody else in the recall primary. Amanda, who's 30, tried to pull out, and Jeffrey stood in front of her, and she nudged him with the vehicle.
It was a love tap.
A few times. Boom, boom, then dun, dun, runs over him. Anyhow, he eventually climbed on the hood. I mean, really? As if what? That's going to change your... Oh, you're right, honey. You climbed on the hood of the SUV. I'm going to go ahead and vote for Scott Walker. Instead of driving to the polls, though, after she did that, she went to the police station to report what happened. A Walker reporter said, well, those crazy liberal nuts, they'll do almost anything.
So,
I guess they just got their voter registration cards in after moving from Arkansas.
Probably right. By the way, we finally found a place where the Postal Service won't go. That's a nudist colony, two Hamptons Road postal workers.
Yeah.
Say the postmaster is sending them to an area that makes their workplace uncomfortable. One of them says... He can deal with nature's weather, but not customers.
Nature.
Who are natural. So,
yeah, well, yeah. I can see that.
Okay. Jay Sokol here this morning.
Yeah. I think that's probably part of his problem. It's what he has seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to do it again.
That's right.
Yeah. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. Fox hunting has now been... made illegal in England. I don't know if you know.
I was telling Grant that on the way to school.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I thought that's where it was most popular.
Well, you see.
Under what circumstances are they supposed to release the hounds now?
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
We have now an alternative. And again, I'm always trying to find. Ooh, that reminds me. Yeah. I got a question for you a minute. I'm always trying to find ways that we could have College Station be more attractive to people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Implication there, College Station's kind of homely.
No. Just trying to.
Kind of a wallflower.
Trying to broaden the tent, if you will. But anyway, so now that fox hunting is illegal in England, one company is providing an alternative. The Metro reports that UKpaintball.co.uk is offering hunts where the prey is a human dressed in a fox costume.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm liking it.
It is, after all, the most dangerous game.
That's right. The hunters are armed with paintball guns. It's not clear if you get to keep what you catch. Anyway. All right, here's my question.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching a local television station the other night.
Yeah.
And apparently they have come to some sort of terms that we're going to have some wakeboard skiing kind of zip line thing in College Station. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay,
right,
City Council is looking at it. It's going to be out near the airport, near the poultry center. Is that right?
I think out to Welburn Road.
Out Welburn, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Welburn, Holloman.
Okay, that, okay. Yeah,
that's right.
Farther south, though.
Hawk Road, I think it is.
I believe, if I heard the television station correctly, they said, in this video provided by the city.
Oh, yeah, we shot the whole thing. No, we didn't, actually. It was a, presentation made by the developers.
Okay.
And, you know, through our system. And so that was made at the city council meeting and in a public meeting. And
right.
So,
okay. So really not correct that y'all are spending tax dollars producing videos of prospective water parks.
Yeah, it was the virtual flyover.
It was great.
I mean, entire development.
Yeah. I want to see I haven't seen water that color since I went by that lake in Hempstead where they color it. I'm going, wow, that's beautiful water. Where did that come from?
No, none of your city resources were spent to create that little video.
All right. That
was the developer's presentation from the April 26th council.
Okay. Now, that makes sense to me, yes, but I thought I'd find out about that.
Will it be a water park, too? I mean, like Schlitterbahn College Station?
Well, it's got a zip line.
Let's get full-blown rumors started.
Yeah. No. It's got a couple of wakeboard, skier-type type of cranes there.
But now here's my problem, though. Uh-huh. If you're going to have picnic areas, are there going to be grills? And is it going to be propane? Is it going to be briquettes? I mean, what are we going to do?
That's not a question for me.
Oh, okay.
No, that's above his pay grade.
Yeah. That's not a question. That's
not a project we've been assigned, so I can't really address that.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's right.
Jay's
just a soldier.
That's right. I'm just a foot soldier. I just do what they tell me. Yeah. All right, so what's going on in the city of College Station?
Well, we do have a few things going on. We have a citizen survey that is still out there that we really are hoping College Station residents will complete, and we had about 8,000 of these things go out in the mail, but whether you got one or didn't get one, the survey is available online at cstx.gov.
So if you want to go ahead and tilt the numbers in your favor.
That's right.
How many questions on the survey?
A bunch.
Okay, a bunch.
But I've been told that it only takes you a few minutes to fill it out. Okay. So they gauge quality of life, quality of services. It allows you to basically say what you like and what you don't like.
Okay.
You can do a lot of patting on our backs, or you can really rip us.
Cool. So there's a little bit of everything.
It's not just multiple choice. There are sections where you can
very pleased,
editorialize.
Somewhat pleased, not pleased. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to phrase it as I love it. I really love it.
It's the best ever.
Yeah, I have unbelievable love for it. Don't know.
Okay.
And I was told that wouldn't be a statistically valid survey.
No,
so
true.
Anyway, that's going on CSTX.gov. We also have another city auction of surplus items.
Oh, great.
Way.
Yeah.
And, Mother's Day obviously coming right up. So it would make perfect sense for you to go ahead and bid on the SWAT truck that we have online for that auction.
Buy Mom the SWAT truck.
Fire truck, police cruisers, all these are perfect
for
Mom.
Okay, now, time out just a minute.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, do you have a brief description of the SWAT truck just off the top of your head?
I mean, 1995, low mileage.
Yeah.
Still has the new SWAT truck smell. What else do you want to know?
But it looks like an armored vehicle of some kind, right?
To me, and I've just seen the little thumbnail photo, looks like a chip truck.
Okay.
But but I understand it may be more sophisticated than that.
Okay.
And it has lockers inside.
But the thing is, not just anybody can be driving that, right? I mean, you can't be pulling into DQ with that, right?
I don't know. Why couldn't you?
Would it fit in Sonic? Would it fit in the little slots, where you drive in?
Well, that's a good point. But I don't know if that's a vehicle you would purchase with that intent.
I understand, but that's what I'm saying is we've all seen, growing up, people who had obviously bought surplus police vehicles.
Right.
And, because they still had the blacked out windows or whatever. You saw where the antennas were. They still had the searchlights, the little spotlights on them. But now, I mean, so would somebody be able to theoretically have that and drive it around town? I mean,
have what?
Have this SWAT car and use it as their daily driver.
Well, I guess they could.
Wow.
Personal choice. I'm not sure I would do that, but I guess
cool.
You could.
Could be cool. Never
but
know.
But go online. Here's where you find it. govdeals.com/College Station.
I could think you could have an exterminator company called SWAT, and you could use this vehicle.
We took the stickers off. Sorry, you guys. Okay,
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All
but there's a lot of good stuff there, and that bidding ends May 17th. So MP3 players, gaming systems, lots of things seized in police cases and so forth. So. That and a whole lot more. By the way, our Summer Parks Guide is out.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick it up at city facilities, or you can go online, cstx.gov/parks, and it will lay out your summer plans for you.
There you go. It's Jay Soak from the City of College Station here on Fridays. It's brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have cataract or need vision correction? Call today at 776-7564.